You're tuned to 89.1 WGLT.org. I'm Laura Kennedy with this WGLT Datebook. The 26th annual Evergreen Cemetery Walk takes place October 3rd through November 2nd. The walk brings voices from McLean County's history to life through live actor portrayals. Due to the pandemic, however, this year's walk is virtual. Candace Summers, Director of Education at the McLean County Museum of History, says there was no way that they were not going to do the walk in this extraordinary year.
When this whole craziness began, we knew there would be somehow, some way, we would continue this event because it's just too important to the community, to our school children, to our theater partners. I basically came up with like a 3-page list of the pros and cons of doing it in person as normal as we could and virtual. And I have to tell you, quite frankly, the cons to doing it in person greatly outweighed the pros. And, you know, it was a very tough decision. We had about 12 people in on a Zoom call to make this final call in May. And we got some flack. You know, people saying we called it too early, we're being too cautious. But in the end, we made the right decision and the best decision with what we had at the time. And I did not hear a single negative comment from our teachers, quite frankly. Many of them reached out to me and said, thank you for having this event, because no matter where our students are learning, they will still get to experience this event. Students make up 60% of who this event serves.
Because you're doing it virtually this year, you're able to do some additional content and have some additional videos. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So without giving too much away, we can definitely enhance the experience of just, you know, watching a video. So in addition to having the video of the performance, where you will still meet every character we're going to have, and you will still learn about the cemetery, we can add more information to tell you about other parts of the cemetery that we might not be able to include in the regular portion. You always have a tour guide that you can ask questions to as you're walking through the cemetery in between each performance, or as you're walking back after you've seen all the performances. You can't necessarily do that when you have a virtual event. So we tried to think about some of the most popular questions that people always ask us about to include what I'm calling bonus features. For an example, the tree carvings. Everybody always wants to know the story behind the tree carvings out here. And so we're going to have a video that talks about each one of those tree carvings and how they came to be. We can include photographs of things associated with our characters this year. It's going to be really jam-packed is the best word I can think about. It's going to be a jam-packed virtual presentation because we want people to have as good of an experience as we can online. Nothing will ever replace our in-person event, but we want people to still be able to experience this event and learn from it as best they can.
Since you're going to be using technology to be sharing the Evergreen Cemetery Walk this year, do you see that you will be extending your reach through technology, going beyond what you would normally go through with an in-person event?
Absolutely. So I know for a fact that we have some schools from much further away that have signed up to participate in the walk this year. We have one teacher who's an ISU alum from their history education program who is going to have his students in Chicago experiencing the walk. I've reached out to our homeschool network, and I think the furthest homeschool group away that I found has signed up for this event is in Maryland. So yes, definitely expanded our reach with going virtual, and a group we have specifically targeted for our virtual event are our older adults living in senior care facilities. You know, we can only do so much with a live in-person event. We always have wheelchairs and walkers and seat canes available for people who might have mobility issues out here at the walk, but we can't offer motorized tours out here because it's a liability. Plus, there's only so many places you can take a vehicle safely in the cemetery outside of a regular car. So this kind of was an unanticipated bonus. Now people can experience the walk no matter what their abilities are, no matter where they're at, and they can be in the comfort and safety of wherever they may be.
Well, looking over your list of residents who are a part of Evergreen Cemetery that
yes.
That you're going to be featuring,
yeah.
I was surprised by one name, and that is Susan B. Anthony. who, to the best of my knowledge, isn't buried there.
No, she's definitely not buried here. So one of our researchers, Carol Straka, and she came across that Edwin Hewitt, former president of Illinois State Normal University, debated Susan B. Anthony in downtown Bloomington at Schrader's Opera House in 1870. And the Pantograph and the Leader, the two newspapers at the time, have some great accounts of that debate. And we also have other information from lectures that Hewitt had given a couple years earlier about his views on why women should not vote. Plus, of course, Anthony's prolific documentation about her feelings on suffrage. And so we were able to create this script that is an interpretation of what that debate might have been like in Schrader's Opera House in downtown Bloomington. And so Hewitt is Anthony's anchor to this cemetery for our event. So that is how we are featuring Susan B. Anthony this year.
Well, tell me about the actors and the director of the Evergreen Cemetery Walk this year.
Yeah, so director this year is Dave Krostel. It's his first time directing the walk. People may remember that he was in the Cemetery Walk in 2018 as Clyde Noble, circus aerialist, also owned a jewelry store in downtown Bloomington for many years. So we're thrilled that he has taken over directing the scenes and working with the fantastic group of actors that we have this year. And I have to tell you, I've been watching the rehearsals and I have been blown away by these top-notch performances by all these actors. Super strong scripts by our scriptwriters, super strong performances. I mean, of all the years when it doesn't seem like anything could go right, this is the year that is probably one of my favorite group of scripts because they're all equally strong. We also have a lot of newcomers who are joining us for the walk this year. And again, you know, in a normal year, they got to take off time to do 8 days of performances. And so this year, because we're only doing it one time, we don't have to worry about that. So we've been able to get some newer folks into performing in the walk. And so that is a really exciting added bonus to 2020 of all years. So some of our actors include Kristen Monson. She is back as Susan B. Anthony, so she's got some big shoes to fill. And then Edwin Hewitt is a newcomer, Robert Quinlan. And then let's see who else. Oh, so our other duet that we have is Connie Blick, who is performing Emily Howard, and Jesse Reed Swike, who is Elmira Burnham, and they will be performing our duet as two artists for the walk this year. And then we also have Lulo Jimon. He is another newcomer, and he is performing the part of William McCausland. Now, McCausland's character is unique because we're not exactly sure where he is buried out here at Evergreen Cemetery. Now, we have a really good documentation that he is out here somewhere, just based on his death certificate, which says he's buried in Bloomington, but also some other records to help us know that he is out here. But because at the time he passed away, it was around 1876, records in City Cemetery, Old City Cemetery at that time, are very spotty. So he probably was buried out here and either didn't have a headstone or he had a headstone and had long since fallen down. And so when the Genealogy Society from McLean County put together their cemetery books, they actually walked the rows of the cemeteries out here in Old City to create that record. And so if you didn't have a headstone, you might not be included. But we're 99.9% sure he is out here. And so he's sharing that's his story, not only of being a Civil War veteran and an African-American barber, but the fact that records are spotty. Records don't always tell us everything. And it shouldn't really matter, you know, where you're buried, that you should be remembered. So that's a really powerful story as well. So come and join us from wherever you may be for a virtual walk through the cemetery and to hear the voices of the people that made the history in this community.
That's Candace Summers, Director of Education for the McLean County Museum of History in Bloomington. The Evergreen Cemetery Walk takes place October 3rd through November 2nd. For ticket information, go to the McLean County Museum of History website. I'm Laura Kennedy.